This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The central government here in China is blasting the U.S. government for a new round of arms sales to Taiwan. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zheng Jiejun has summoned U.S. Ambassador Gary Locke, lodging a strong protest to the U.S. side. Zheng Jiejun has told Locke that the new round of arms sales will inevitably undermine bilateral relations, and he's also warned Locke that military exchanges may be affected. U.S. government has announced a new arms package worth $5.85 billion U.S. dollars to Taiwan. Arms sales to Taiwan remains one of the key sticking points to the Sino-U.S. dynamic. U.S. administrations are obligated under an over 30-year-old law passed by the U.S. Congress to continue arms sales to Taiwan despite the frustration it causes with Beijing. A senior official with the Palestinian delegation currently in New York for this year's sitting of the UN General Assembly now hinting that their plans for statehood recognition aren't set in stone. Nabil Saath admits that they're not sure at this point if they're going to take their cause to the General Assembly if their attempt at statehood fails at the UN Security Council. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian effort to secure UN recognition will not succeed.
I think the Palestinians want to achieve a state through the international community, but they're not prepared yet to give peace to Israel in return.
The United States is expected to veto any application for statehood in the UN Security Council. Palestinian side could take its request for recognition directly to the UN General Assembly, though that could only lead to an upgrade of its status within the United Nations. NATO has now extended its mandate in Libya for another 3 months. However, the head of the NATO command also says that the operation could end at any time. NATO airstrikes have been continuing to hit Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. At the same time, NTC forces there are continuing to fire artillery on the embattled city. Meantime, despite the lack of a cohesive government, the NTC is promising a cooperative partnership with China. At the United Nations, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi says China will continue its support to the Libyan people in reconstruction and development. The Chinese and Uzbekistani sides have now agreed to step up their parliamentary exchanges. Top Chinese lawmaker Wu Bangguo has made the pronouncement following meetings with the president of Uzbekistan's Senate in Tashkent. Two sides have also overseen the signing of 5 agreements on trade and economy. Wu Bangguo is in Tashkent for a 4-day visit as part of a 4-nation tour, which has already seen him make stops in Russia and Belarus. His final stop is in Kazakhstan. Highest flooding in the recorded history of the Chu River has hit Sichuan, leaving 25 people dead and 14 others missing. Torrential rains have caused chaos and destruction in the area since Friday, with more than 83,000 homes collapsing. Economic losses are estimated at some 2.1 billion U.S. dollars. So far this month, over 100 people are dead or missing because of severe flooding across China. 20 more bodies have been recovered on the Indian side of the border, bringing the death toll from Sunday evening's earthquake along the Chinese-Indian border to over 100. The discovery of the additional dead in Sikkim now brings the death toll on the Indian side to 98. Indian authorities also say that at least 700 homes have been damaged by the 6.9 magnitude quake at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. Sunday's earthquake along the border between India and southern Tibet also killed 7 people on the Chinese side of the border and left well over 100 others homeless. The head of the Gulf Cooperation Council has now left Yemen. Abdulatilaf Al-Zayani has concluded his 3-day trip to the embattled country with a plea for an end to the recent escalation of fighting that has left over 70 people dead this week. Al-Zayani has met with Yemen's vice president to discuss ways to end the political deadlock that has been gripping Yemen for the last 8 months. Amid the escalation of violence in the capital Sana'a this week, government there has now blocked off outside access to the city. Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of Sana'a to protest against the rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. European aerospace company Arianespace has now launched 2 more satellites into space. Launch from French Guiana in South America is putting 2 new communication satellites into space. Satellites are designed to aid coverage of Africa and the Middle East, as well as North America and the Caribbean. Thursday's launch comes after the original launch date had to be postponed because of a strike by workers in French Guiana. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.